We take pride in those who live among us, who have success, whether they be swimmers, tennis players, rugby league players. If they're successful, we remind people that they're from here, that they're from West Wirlong, that they're one of us. Recently, I was reminded that Liam Martin, the rugby league player who represented New South Wales and everyone says is from Tamora, is actually from West Wirlong. He's one of us coming from our town. As Australians, we claim Princess Mary of Denmark because she's originally from here. She's one of us. We love the story of the normal Australian that becomes a princess. Well, Christmas is about God choosing to come down to earth and become one of us. God choosing to dwell among us as one of us. As John says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Word of God, who was there and participated in the creation of the universe, becomes flesh, dwells as one of us, as a fully man, doing this to provide light for the world, to provide hope for mankind. We've heard in Isaiah 9 how the Israelites expected a light coming into the darkness of their situation, how they expected light through the birth of a child given us by God, and that that child will be called Almighty God, that he'll be fully God and will bring God's rule. In Isaiah 40, we heard how people will proclaim the good news, that this, your God, is here, yet that he cares for us as his flock, as his people tenderly. And in Micah we heard that he'll be born in Bethlehem and bring peace. And then in Luke we see these prophecies being fulfilled. We hear of the birth of Jesus, Jesus born, put in a manger in Bethlehem, that angels declared to shepherds that this was the expected Saviour, the one they were waiting for, God among us. So they went to see and left giving praise to God for his glory. In Matthew, we heard how the wise men from the east came to visit the newly born King of the Jews, bringing gifts. And it's this birth that we celebrate at Christmas, that we celebrate today. But what difference does Jesus make? John says he's the light coming into the world, yet we still see the darkness of war in this world. Just look at Ukraine. We've had horrendous floods. There's still darkness. There's still COVID around. Apparently in China, they had 37 million cases in a day, more than the population of Australia. But that's not what John promises, that things will just go away. In fact, John's clear. Jesus' coming is not met by universal delight. You'd think God coming into the world to live among us would be met with that. People would be delighted. Yet John says his own did not recognize him. The Israelites, the people that were waiting for a saviour, did not recognize him, because he did not bring the worldly rule they sought. He did not come as a conquering human king. Even his birth in a manger suggests that he did not seek human honours. God chose for him to be born not in a palace, but a stable. People did not even bother to make room for a pregnant mother in the inn. So he was born in a stable. suggests his reception might not be as smooth as we might have expected. And the seeking to follow God led him eventually to the cross, where he died in our place for all the times when we ignore, when we reject God, for all the times we go our own way rather than follow God's. But he did this that we might have peace, that he might save us and restore relationship with God. As John puts it, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Jesus came so that those who receive him, who trust and believe in his name, have the right to become part of God's family, have the right to be adopted into God's family as his children. Jesus comes down and lives among us, becomes one of us dwelling among us, so that we might have the right to become like he is, a child of God, sons and daughters of the Lord of the universe. That's something we should celebrate. God gives us the right to be called his children, born of his spirit into his family to represent him. And if we're sons and daughters of the kings of the universe, then we're adopted to be princes and princesses in a much more important family than Princess Mary came into, in the most important royal family in the universe. Jesus died that we, along with him, might share in his inheritance from God. Being children of God gives us a status we do not deserve. I remember one minister who sadly died, who was chaplain to the U2 rock band. He was hopeful that some bishop would ask to be called by his proper title. I think it's your lordship. Because Jack, the minister, would respond, "Fine, as long as you call me by mine." And when asked what that was, would respond, "Your Royal Highness." He understood what it meant to be a child of God, a son or daughter of the King of the universe. And that's us. John goes on, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Christmas is all about the Word of God becoming flesh. Jesus, in character, fully God, dwelling among us as one of us, and showing us the glory of God, the truth, the grace, the mercy of God among us. Rather more exciting than a football player, or even an earthly princess or queen being among us. Especially given it makes us sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Rather more important than any earthly royalty. What does it mean for us this Christmas? Christmas is a time we enjoy family, we enjoy presents, often really good presents, and enjoy good food. And we should enjoy these. But there are more important truths with Christmas. Because Jesus came that we might be children of God. Jesus dwelt among us that we might dwell with him in the eternal kingdom, that we might enjoy the gift that God gives us, that brings salvation. Peace with God, because Jesus as our head, our King, takes his wrath, dying in our place. So as we receive gifts, we should remember the greatest gift of Christmas, the Son of God and all he brings, especially the hope of the eternal kingdom, where we will dwell under his kingship, enjoying the heavenly banquet that our food can remind us of. And enjoying it as God's family, as Jesus' family, because Him coming gives us the right to be children of God. For those of us without our earthly family around, we can remember that we're part of God's family. For those of us enjoying family this Christmas, as we do this, we can remember how Jesus came to make us His family, God's family. And if we ever get frustrated, as I know personally, family sometimes do frustrate us, we should particularly remember that we're part of God's family and seek to represent Him, given we're princes and princesses, because we're children of the King of the universe. Let's remember and celebrate the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. Let's pray. Father, as we celebrate Christmas, as we enjoy it, help us to remember You. Help us to remember Jesus being born, being given to us, so that we might become Your children, that we might have that right. And live out of that during Christmas as Your children. Jesus' name. Amen.